Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com.
Angie Heitch is a certified professional organizer and owner of Ship Shape Solutions in Kingsport, Tennessee. She's a native of Kingsport and a graduate of Sullivan South High School and Tennessee Tech University, where she earned a BS in biology and played volleyball. She's a member of the Tennessee Tech Sports Hall of Fame. Angie earned a Master of Science from Emory University and worked as a pediatric physician assistant in inner city Atlanta, Georgia. Although she enjoyed working in the fields of medicine and education, she now shares her passion and skills in organizing, providing custom one-on-one organizing services for home or business. She's a member of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, Faithful Organizers, and the Kingsport Chamber of Commerce. Angie helps her clients simplify their lives to make their homes and offices more functional and peaceful. She writes a monthly organizing column for the Kingsport Times News and the Johnson City Press, and she also blogs. She published her first book, Unholy Mess, What the Bible Says About Clutter, in 2020. Angie and her husband, Eric, have two grown daughters, and when she's not organizing, Angie enjoys riding bicycle trails, hiking, participating in group exercise classes, reading, and acting in community theater. Angie, I've been looking forward to your visit. Welcome to At the Library.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first, I want to know why you left the medical field to become a professional organizer.
Well, the main reason that I left the medical field was to raise my daughters. I always knew, although I enjoyed working in medicine, that as soon as I had kids, if I was able to, I would want to be home with them. And so I did have the luxury of being able to stay home to raise them. And while I was home with them, I did a lot of volunteering. And I was out of the field of medicine for so long that by the time I decided I was ready to go back to work, I didn't think that it would be easy for me to get back up to speed to provide quality care to my patients. And also during those years, I discovered how much I love organizing. And so it became a dream to move into this new career.
Well, and how did you prepare for that? Because your training and education were all in the medical field. So how did you prepare for this new career in organization?
Well, first, I did a lot of volunteer organizing, and it was actually through that process that I discovered how much I liked it and how much I seemed to be a natural at it. Then I found out about NAPO, National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, and I took their inter classes. I did some shadowing with a mentor, working with her with a client, so I could learn from her and she could kind of see how my skills were in interacting with the client. And I spent a long time working with Andrea Salyard in Cosby, which is Kingsport Office of Small Business Development and Entrepreneurship, just to know, just to learn how to do the starting the business part of it. Because the organizing I knew I could do, but I knew nothing about how to start a business. So I took several months to do all of that before I started the business.
Well, tell me this. You said that you enjoyed organizing. Did you have some characteristics as a child that showed your organization skills or your interest in organization?
Oh, I think I've always been very organized. I think I've always been kind of obsessive about order in just about any setting that I'm in. It's kind of like I can't not do it.
Right.
Even if it's not my space or my stuff, I'm just like drawn to try to fix it. Part of that is just kind of a personality thing as a perfectionist and very driven type A. So I definitely have always had those inclinations, but I've learned so much through all of the classes that I've taken with NAPO and from attending conference. And I continue to take classes and learn because I want to be the best I can for my clients.
Yes. Well, I can imagine that if you walked into a hoarder's home that you would almost have a panic attack.
No, actually I wouldn't. I see a lot of houses and a lot of varying degrees of disorder. And people will say, oh, if you came to my house, you'd run away. And I say, no, I absolutely wouldn't. I would be excited because I would know that I could help you. So I don't work with hoarders. Hoarders, and some people think that just because someone has a lot of stuff, they're a hoarder, and that's just not the case. Hoarding is not about how much stuff you have or what your home looks like, but about what your feeling is about potentially getting rid of the things that you don't need. A true hoarder will be terrified at the thought of getting rid of anything. Whereas someone who just has a clutter problem, they might have some difficulty with some things, but they will know that in order to make their situation better, they'll have to let some things go. So working with hoarders requires additional training because you can't use the same techniques that you do with just regular chronically disorganized client. And I don't have that special training, and no one in the Tri-Cities does. I haven't pursued that as of yet, and I haven't been approached by a hoarding client yet.
Okay. Well, now tell me why you wrote this book.
I guess I wrote this book because God gave me a message that I just had to get out. I had the idea for a long time, and I never had seen myself writing a book. I had been writing the column for 4 years by the point that I got the idea, but it just wouldn't go away. I had seen so many clients and their issues with disorder and seen how just making their places look better really didn't solve the problem. It was a much deeper issue than that. And then as I learned more about clutter and how it really goes so far beyond the stuff, it's so much deeper than that. And there's other kinds of clutter besides just our stuff. Then I realized how much of an issue with clutter I have. Only mine's invisible because mine is more with a crowded schedule, a obsession with my to-do list and with mental clutter, not being able to focus or concentrate and being addicted to my smartphone. And so having my eyes open to how broad the concept of clutter is and how much it distracts us from what our priorities are, it just became a message that I felt compelled to get out and felt that God had given me and wanted me to get the message out to the world.
Well, yes, and I see a comment here in your information that I have. It says that your goal in writing is to enable readers to clear the distractions so that they can experience the joy of an abundant life through Christ. Let's just take time right now for you to tell us, how did you come to faith in Christ?
Oh, wow, I haven't been asked that in a long time. I was raised in a family that always taught about God. I was taken to church from an early age. I guess I always knew that there was more to life than just what we would see. And for most of my life, I've been a faithful church attender, and I guess my devotion to God kind of waxes and wanes as it does for most people. So I've been a Christian since in my early 20s, but I really feel like that only in the last 5 years or so has it become more deeply a part of who I am. As I kind of see more and more all the things that I have tried to turn to in my life to find contentment that just didn't work. And now that I'm focused more on really trying to be who God created me to be, and I'm not talking about just an organizer, but you know, my true identity and really more of a focus on God. I feel like I'm living out my faith more than I ever have before.
Yes. Well, let's talk about the book. Tell me just about the book, how it's laid out, and what you're achieving through the book, and how's it going? Are you seeing a good response to your message?
I'm getting really good reviews. The sales have been, it kind of goes up and down depending on time of year and how much I'm able to. I've done some workshops for churches or book clubs or different groups like that, and that will sometimes push the sales up. It is a very... It's inspirational. It's got a lot of theory. It's got a lot of scripture. It will make you really think about your life, about how you spend your time, what your thoughts are focused on, and, of course, on the state of your home and your office. But it's a very soul-searching book, and I am quite vulnerable and confessing a lot of my clutter issues through this book. There are a lot of questions to make you think deeply about your life. There are also a lot of practical tips for how to clear all three of those kinds of clutter: physical clutter, schedule clutter, and attention clutter. So it's a mix of theory and practical steps. And I'm really, really enjoying the workshops that I'm leading on this. And they last anywhere from 1.5 hours to 4 hours, and virtual, some in person, some a mix of both. But the message has been very well received. I've gotten really good reviews, and it's been just a wonderful journey.
You say in the book that most people think of clutter as being a messy pile of stuff, but you call it anything that gets in the way of what we want or need to do. And you say that clutter draws us away from our true priorities. So I know you start out by saying we live in a culture of abundance, but our abundance is both a blessing and a curse. We have filled our homes and our lives to overflowing. As Christians, we were meant to live for more than a shallow existence, and our Father longs for us to find joy in our relationship with Him, not in what we buy or do. So tell me, how did you come to that conclusion? How did you begin to see a connection between our clutter and our relationship with the Lord?
Part of it came from my work with clients, but part of it really came from finally being open to examine some things in my own life. I use this illustration in the book, and I always use this with workshops too, because I think it really paints a picture of what we do that fills our lives in this attempt to be content. So this comes from a Bible study that I was in, 30 years ago, where a friend of mine was talking about how we try to find contentment in so many different things that don't work. And she used this baby doll that her daughter had, and the back of it had a place for a battery. She took the battery out, and she said, what we tend to do in our lives is we try to fill this void that we have inside our souls.
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit dianebarker.com. Join us again next time for At the Library.